Glory to God forever. The glory of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, this is the answer for all of us, for mankind. And so few even recognize, even know that this is a possibility. I want to look at the big picture as usual, but I also want to I'm going to do my best to present a very short teaching about the presence of Jesus and the power of God. The two anointings that every believer who follows Jesus Christ has access to. And actually one of them they received right when they received Jesus. Amen. But first, before getting into that, the glory of the Lord. His glory fills heaven. Amen. His glory, His majesty, His beauty fills heaven. That's where saints go for eternity. Fills heaven. Just permeates the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God. The presence of the Holy Spirit. And He is available on the earth, everywhere on the earth. He's over all the earth. That famous scripture, He's available. If we don't feel His presence, it's because our old nature is in the way. Now there's a summary of the whole, basically the New Testament. I mean, a big theme. We got to get rid of that old nature. The glory of the Lord. In heaven are the billions of angels, and they go to and fro, you know, to the earth, and each one of them, every one of these angels is just filled, permeated with the glory of God. This so beautiful and so wonderful that I mean, when we experience His presence through the Holy Spirit, we know, we found that's the answer, and we can't even speak. So right now, you know, it's early in the day, I'm seeking the Lord, but I want to do this podcast because Wonder and Reality is here to help you, to serve you, we want to be a partner with you. We want to pray for you. We want to believe with you if you have a need. We want to offer these free teachings that we feel like we've got something to share. free books, free materials, free videos. You know, we really want to serve you. And our top priority is preaching the gospel. You know, getting the gospel out, evangelism. Also, secondarily teaching, but we just want to, you know, we feel like that's one of the greatest ways to help people is get the gospel to them in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way people get saved. That's the only way we can do anything. Amen. Well, back to this. Okay, these angels have the glory of God, and I had this revelation yesterday, that's wonderful. But we have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. His glory and majesty He's God Almighty. And so here's one main point I want to make. We need to give Him first place and have reverence and honor for Him. Amen. For Jesus, for the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. We need to honor Him and give Him all the glory and praise. Amen, amen. Because we miss it. We somehow, you know, we're in our old way of thinking, right? And so for me, I don't know about you, but we all have a certain background. And I, for so long, have been, you know, going to church and so forth. And people, it's a lot of it is religious activity, and it's some of it people are faking that they have, you know. We all miss it. We all miss it. We should only look to Jesus. Amen. But somehow we discount, and this is terrible. I'm trying to get to the heart of the issue. We don't give the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the reverence and the honor and all that He is due. And so that's what we need to do just all day. We need to give Him the honor and the glory and give Him amen. And just, and as and this glorious mystery begins to unfold. It's not a mystery, it's God Almighty. As we give Him the glory that is due, that He's due, and we praise God. We start with thanksgiving and we move into praise and then into worship. And we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We worship our King Jesus and our great and awesome Father God Almighty. And then that's when everything makes sense. Everything, you know, all the questions are answered. In fact, they all just disappear. We disappear. Amen. We lose ourselves in Jesus Christ. Amen. A great man of God said, we need to be delivered from ourselves, from our old way of thinking, our old, all of the training and the, you know, another great man of God said, Lord, turn me upside down, shake everything out of me, turn me right side up and fill me with what you want me to be filled with. Amen, the Holy Spirit. So, the presence of Jesus is Jesus Christ. When we receive Him, we receive the presence of Jesus. Amen. And that's the, we have an anointing for that. That's in 1 John. But that's Jesus Christ. That's God Almighty, and He's the, and all that He is, His person, His glory, His majesty, His care, His mercy, His love, and just infinitely more. If we continue on with Him, we can experience the power of God, the power of Jesus Christ. And that's the overflow of Jesus Christ in our spirit being. You know, when somebody's really just in love with Jesus and they're walking with Jesus, then they can experience His power. It's very rare. It's very rare because we as I said, we all miss it. But so that's summarizing a lot. That's in Acts when it says, after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And that's when Jesus said, you know, in a famous saying of Jesus when He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me. Amen. Anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And He goes on with that wonderful, He has anointed me. That's the anointing. Well, please email us, hello@wonderreality.org. Please visit our website. Lots of free books and materials, and we want to pray with you and help you. We welcome donations. Blessings to you. More soon.